authoritarian societies have to make decisions about who to kill, who to kidnap, who to rob, and how to report, not report, or lie about those decisions. The managers of authoritarian societies spend a lot of time attempting to dodge blowback. The managers of authoritarian societies face the same problems that all criminals face. Citizens reluctantly put up with the authoritarian monstrosity we call the government. Citizens talk about things being against the law. What does that even mean? What is the law? Where is it kept? What does it do? The law is not a rational, scientifically verifiable method of determining how best to operate an authoritarian system. The law makes no attempt to claim scientific rigor. The law is a logically inconsistent, self-canceling system of thought as presently implemented. The law is a game of chicken dressed up in boring prose. As the famous quote says, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." The more authoritarian our society becomes, the more time and treasure we have to spend navigating the tangled web caused by government force and fraud. Government use of force also results in citizen lives. Violence and force are the enemies of truth. And it doesn't matter whether it's government force or freelance force. The use of force has karmic consequences that can't be erased by hypocritical laws. As the saying goes, the wheels of the gods grind slow, but exceedingly fine. No system of thought that can adequately analyze the fairness of transactions. But there is a very simple system that can guarantee the perception of fairness. That is a system based on respect for the right of refusal. In a system where the right of refusal is respected, we can maximize the perception of fairness. If you don't think it's fair, you don't have to participate. As long as the right of refusal is maintained, everyone who is working with a group will feel that the group is fairly managed. If you don't think it's fair, just say no. A society with a higher perception of fairness is a more stable and prosperous society. This approach to life is not new. It sustained many so-called primitive societies for at least thousands of years. I suppose that's why it's usually referred to as primitive democracy. But calling it primitive unjustly disrespects an ancient, subtle, and very effective basis for a free and open society. In primitive democracy, there is no need to have an elaborate institutional system to manage force, because the right of refusal is a nonviolent and very effective method of managing force. A system based on lying lawyers and continuously increasing legal costs is both expensive and counterproductive. Lawyers always create more of the problems they are hired to solve, because doing so increases their supply of billable hours. That sets up a negative feedback loop that will result in the complete crash of the legal system if the policy of elevating lawyers continues. Primitive democracy eliminates all formal restrictions on nonviolent behavior, but without formal legalistic restrictions on behavior, moral restrictions become much more important. And moral restrictions are much more likely to actually affect people's behavior than legalistic restrictions. In the present legalistic system, you can do something evil and then be legally forgiven if you pay the proper fee and accept the slap on the wrist. Regret over immoral behavior should be expressed by doing something to benefit the parties that have been wronged, and by not doing it again. People who have done immoral things and don't try to mend their ways will not be popular or wealthy in a society based on the right of refusal. We need to do the right thing instead of doing the most evil thing that is legal. We need to say no to authoritarian democracy. We need to say no to all forms of authoritarian rule. We need to say yes to primitive democracy and take advantage of the wisdom of the so-called primitive societies. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.